The federal government took the wolf off the endangered species list in the Western Great Lakes region 2 months ago after a long, slow comeback in the wolf population. State lawmakers in Minnesota and Wisconsin quickly introduced wolf hunting bills, and the Wisconsin measure has already passed. Peter David is a biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, or GLIFWIC. He says tribes were not consulted about the Wisconsin bill.
And it's a disservice certainly to the tribes. It's a disservice, I think, to a lot of the other groups that have been working towards wolf restoration in the state.
David says not only do many tribes live close to wolf habitat in northern Wisconsin, but many Ojibwe or Chippewa tribal members regard the wolf as a sacred animal.
It is the understanding among the Ojibwe that their fate is really intertwined with that of the wolves. And as the wolf goes, so will the people.
If Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker signs the wolf hunt bill into law, the State Department of Natural Resources will draft administrative rules to cover a hunting and trapping season, beginning this fall. Department official Kurt Thiede promises meetings with the GLIFWIC agency.
We have let GLIFWIC know that we will be reaching out to them through a consultation, you know, government to government.
One key issue of debate may be how many of Wisconsin's roughly 800 wolves could be killed during the hunting and trapping season. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.